gut stuff might be uncomfortable for you to talk about, but it's even more uncomfortable for you to deal with. And you have better things to do this year. Don't let your gut get in the way of that. Kick off the year of the habit and get science-backed digestive support during Ritual's New Year's sale. Their 3-in-1 clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotic help support a balanced gut microbiome. The delayed release capsule is designed to help reach the colon where probiotics can actually survive and grow, so you can focus less on your gut and more on sharpening your salsa dancing skills or whatever your 2026 goals are. Start a habit that sticks with 40% off your first month, plus a free gift with purchase at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome, welcome, boys. RBD Podcast. Salute, Natty Boy. Salute, Dalton. Salute. You can shake the bottle.
Here, you want
to go? Here, you want to sniff this? Yeah, it's perfect. So we just wanted to get on and talk a little bit about SmackDown and a few of the things that, well, you've shot one and are going to another.
Correct. I shot Mountain Trail and we'll be going to Rockville Rumble this weekend.
They had a good turnout at Mountain Trail?
Mountain Trail.
They were full, was, right? Full.
Yeah, so they were on the waiting list. They can shoot 24
shooters. Yeah, that, so they were loaded up. Yeah. It seemed like they had the likes of Caitlin was there.
Yeah.
Housenick was there.
Katie, right? Housenick, Matt Tibbles, me. There's a couple other shooters from around the area that are usually
Caleb Spencer was down there.
I mean, for the area, that was probably a little bit higher amateur shoot, I would say.
What I have noticed is, and I don't, I feel like I pay attention just as much now as I did over the last 7 or 8 or 10 years even. But man, there are a ton of warm-ups coming.
I think
like it seems like weekend, I feel like every single solitaire. I mean, when I started mine, which was probably 8 or 9 years ago, there was not very many. Now it seems like every single solitary person every weekend is shooting a warm-up, which, like, I don't know if they're calling that Corning shoot a warm-up.
I believe they are.
They are, yeah.
But you're going to Rockville Rumble first.
Yes, I will be at Rockville Rumble this weekend shooting the 2 o'clock line.
And that's in
Harrisburg.
Harrisburg. At the Harrisburg Sportsman's Club?
Yeah, Harrisburg Sportsman's, Harrisburg Archery.
How are they running that? Is that a Saturday, Sunday?
So, for championship, open, hunter, and I think the senior classes, they're running a Friday 6 o'clock line and then a Saturday 8, 10, noon, and 2 o'clock line. After the 2 o'clock line, they figure out who made the cuts for the classes, and then they'll do a head-to-heads, and they'll get all the way down to, like, 5 or 6, depending on how many they take for the cut.
I know. I've never been down to that, too, just because I've never had the time to get down there to do it. But I do know that they draw, like Brady will probably end up there.
Well, yeah, it's a Livia, lot closer for
Livy will probably
some of the
end
guys
up there
that don't come up to the warm-ups up here.
Yeah.
So you'll have, Ian, I know Brady and Olivia will be there. Ian Sterner, yes. Hunter Garrison will be there.
He won open class 2 years ago or last year?
2 years ago, I think. Anyways, he was in the top 8 for men's open.
Yeah.
For Lancaster.
Yeah, I just watched that. I just watched the shoot off.
Yeah.
I thought he had won it. He didn't win it.
I thought
maybe he
my
had won
memory
it.
Sucks.
Is he left-handed?
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, Hunter will be down there. I'll be down there. I go down and shoot the championship class. Just
might as well. Just you could win it.
Just because I think that puts a little bit more pressure on me, especially getting ready for Lancaster. Because if I do end up making a cut at Lancaster, I feel like that's more of the level that I'll be shooting against.
Oh,
well, I mean, not to discount any of the amateur guys that go down there, but I mean, just to make the cut in Lancaster, you have to shoot a 640. And amateur wise, that is not the easiest thing to do.
That is always like the, I don't think folks that are just trying to go down there for the first time or even have been down multiple times understand how hard it is to get into the top 64 at Lancaster. No. The pro class is insane, but even the amateur class and the amount of really high-end amateurs that shoot a men's open,
yeah, I mean,
keep pushing that score up. I mean, and it normally ends up being around a 640, but a 640, excuse me, is salty.
Yeah, that's doing work.
Especially
all 60 arrows.
If you're talking about 350, 400 shooters, however many that ends up in that open class,
yeah.
You know, it's like that is a hard number to hit if they're only taking 64 guys, right? And I don't think you could discount that. So when you go to like the Rock and the Rumble, yeah, I would say for shooters who have lofty visions of making the cut at Lancaster, it is better for you to shoot in those higher divisions because you are going to be shooting with more of the caliber shooters that are probably going to be trying to block you out of hitting that 640.
And it probably puts you in a higher stress situation as well. And you get to see what you actually get to do under those situations.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, no, that's for sure. So that's this weekend. It's in a 1 day. It's a 1 day deal, or do they shoot Friday?
So they have one line that'll go Friday.
Like an evening line, probably.
Yeah, like a 6 o'clock line. I get in early.
You shot that last year?
2 years.
2 years ago.
I try and get in, signed up early for that 2 o'clock line. That way I don't have to be there all day. I'm already driving 3 hours down. So I get a little bit of time in the morning to get down there. Get down there, practice a little bit, and then I get to stay a little bit fresher after that 2 o'clock line than guys do if they go and shoot it like 10 or
10. Yeah, I could imagine guys might get stiff or whatever between that.
Now, do they take everybody? Or they take top 32?
I don't know. I'd have to look back. I don't think it. Championship class, I think they only take like the top 16 or so and then go head to head.
Yeah,
I'd have to look back and see what the other classes take. And it's also dependent on what shooters are in the class.
Yeah, that shoot every year draws the good shooters from several hours away every single year.
Good luck.
Yeah, I mean, you're going driving now with Caleb, right?
Yeah, Caleb.
Who else is going for his house not going?
No. I don't know of anybody else going from
up here. Well, Olivia will be there. She's not too long.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then after that, we're going to get into the corny New Year's Day shoot, which they're doing a warm-up-ish type of deal. I mean,
yeah.
I'm in it. You're in it now. You're going to try to get on it. Dalton is on the list.
Yeah, I'm in it.
That ought to be more of a, not that it's more of a fun shoot, but it should be
lower stress.
Lower stress than the Rock.
Smack talk.
Yeah, I mean,
guys and kind of
I like shooting at Corning. Corning is hopefully going to be a sponsor of the RVD in 2026. And that potentially would be a location that we're going to have a SmackDown for in next season.
Yeah.
So now while we're on the SmackDown stuff, I feel like there are still some questions out there that need to be answered, or not even like just
cleared up,
cleared up or clarified. Right. So one of the questions is like whether or not this is an additional $25 on top of whatever the league fees are for your, for your leagues. Right. So the answer to that question is no. So for example, here at Ram Archery, I charge $10 a week if you pay up front, or $12 a week if you pay each week, right? Well, it's not going to be the $10 plus an additional $25. The archers who want to participate in the SmackDown will pay the $10 and then an additional $15 to get into the SmackDown. So it's going to be a $25 total.
Then that's across all the shops.
All shops. Doesn't matter. So,
$25 gets you into
every shop.
That shop
and
the SmackDown.
And then it'll depend on what each shop charges for league. Will depend on the cut that they're taking. But the RBD cut or the pot cut will always be the same for the SmackDown. So you're not spending any additional. You're spending additional money to get into the SmackDown, but it's not a $25 additional fee on top of what you're paying for the league. So there was another question that was also asked, and I answered like this, right? So yes, someone had asked if they could just go to one of our shops or participating sponsors and just shoot the SmackDown. That's not what this was intended to do. The intent of this event was to drive up the participation in these shops' leagues, right? I mean, all these shops run awesome leagues, right? And I would argue if you're someone who's spending, and it's like I say down here all the time to guys who may want to shoot in our league, who see some of the guys that shoot the league at RAM, and think, well, you know, I'm not going to be able to shoot with Matt or Dalton or whatever. But I would counter that point with, if you're somebody that's spending $1,200, $1,500 on a bow, you must like shooting, right? So why don't you join one of your local leagues, right? It's they're above the competition. They're still fun to do.
Oh yeah.
Right. And yeah, I mean, there's a competitive aspect to it, but at the core of it, it's still fun to get out and shoot and support these clubs. I mean, the idea of what we're doing is to support these clubs and shops that support us.
Right.
Right. So I would say yes. If you're interested in the SmackDown, stop into your local shop or whoever is close to you. Go in. Get some details on what they're doing for their local leagues. They're all shooting. I mean, some of them are starting this week, I think.
Average, I think it's
started or starting.
Starting this week.
And I saw him post something where he said he's got 4,500 guys set up. So
yeah,
that's outstanding. 45 guys in that league?
Yeah.
Good for him, right? I'm glad. And I hope that's how it is across the board, right? I'm hoping these shops – I just talked to Frank at Knockbusters. You know, it sounds like he's got some guys down there that are interested. So you know, the idea behind this whole thing was to try to run an event that's going to benefit our sponsors, right? And so
we used to run like a SmackDown where we traveled on a weekend or so, but with weather and
distance
and everything like that, this keeps us close to home, keeps you competitive in the downtime between 3D and hunting and stuff, and it just gives you an opportunity to still have that competitive drive and be able to shoot with everybody.
Well, I think what I observe here, right? The way we run the league here is the way the SmackDown's gonna run. Right? And what I feel like the guys here really still stay engaged to shooting even after Lancaster's over because they got the board. Right, and it's the wins and losses, and that's how it's going to be for the SmackDown every week.
It feels like you actually have something to shoot
for. Yeah, you still have a goal to strive for every week. And the whole idea behind what we're doing with this SmackDown is to keep the archers engaged for those, you know, long months of January and February when it's cold and it sucks. But you can get out to these shops and you can still shoot, and you're shooting for something. You know, like Matt was saying, we used to hold these events at each of our sponsors.
Yeah.
But now we're so stretched out. I mean, we got people from Phillipsburg, Pennsylvania, all the way to Weedsport, New York, and trying to get
all the way over to Straight Arrow.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Almost
yeah.
in Auburn.
Yeah. I mean, so we're spread out quite a bit. So, everybody's going to be able to shoot at their local club or local shop or somewhere. I mean, hopefully everybody can find a place that's close to them and get involved. And then at the end, we're all get together at Neil's. We've already got everything set up down there. Everybody's going to have to travel for one weekend for the shoot off. Right. But man, it's definitely, I feel like, you know, just like on the initial feedback from some of these shops, I feel like we're gonna probably hit our goals for attendance. Which
I feel
means
like even some of the shops are excited to be able to offer the SmackDown with their league.
Well, like in some of these places didn't even offer any kind of indoor leagues for Up in Arms down in East Smithfield. I mean, I've known Rodney forever. You know, he's one of my good friends. That shop is amazing. They do more of a 3D league in the winter. But they're going to be running an indoor league down there. And I've already talked to Roger, who runs their archery department, and he's saying that he's got guys that are be coming up from a couple hours away to get involved so they can shoot in this thing, right?
Yeah. I think it'll be a good opportunity for just the local shops, and there might even be people, right, that want to shoot in the area, but there is no league or, right, gives them an avenue at least to.
And also, if you want to shoot the SmackDown and you don't have a local shop, find the closest shop that you want, and you can shoot ahead if you need to.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's another question I was asked today, right? Shooting ahead, right? So
just be able to bank those scores.
You can bank scores, but you've got to have them ahead. Because there are weekly matchups. You can't, you know, we're not, if there's some circumstance where you didn't shoot ahead, and then something had come up where you couldn't shoot that week, hey, that sucks, but you're going to take three losses on the chin that week, but your average, you're not going to drop out of your flight or whatever.
No, it's not going to affect you.
But you're just not going to get any wins that weekend or that week. But, like, we have guys up here that work shift work, and some of them guys are going to be shooting ahead, or like the college kids, right?
Yep.
Some of the kids from Alfred or Pentec. They may be shooting on Mondays and shooting on Wednesdays or Fridays for their league to get their scores in. And that Monday score could be what they use for the following week, for example. I mean, the only thing, like, for here, you know, and I got to let our guys know here, is, like, the Sunday guys, they're not going to be able to shoot the SmackDown if they only plan on shooting on Sundays because – we need to have the scores in by Saturday night or Sunday morning.
Yeah, it's almost like they're going to have to bank a week.
Shoot ahead, yeah.
And then their Sundays would
have almost have to start ahead. But you know, that's something we'd have to figure out here. But those are a few of the questions that they were.
And you don't have to shoot twice as much. Right? That's the other thing we talked about is you can use, depending on what your league uses for a scoring format, right? If they shoot a 450 or shoot a 300, right? You can take your first 30 arrows and apply it to both applications.
I feel like, and we've had that discussion up here, right? I know Steve wanted to shoot twice. He wanted to shoot his league and then shoot a night for a SmackDown. You know, and
which you can.
You can.
Right? You absolutely can if you want. You just have to declare ahead of time if it's going to count for both.
But the thing what we're doing is you don't have to. And it should be real easy for the shops, right? We've already sent out scorecards for everybody. Some are going to use them. Some aren't, right? And that's fine. Whatever. We can make heads or tails out of whatever scores they send in. But the whole idea of it is exactly what you said. They're shooting one score that's going to go for the shop score and our score, right? You know, so they're spending the extra money. I guess they're not doing any extra shooting, but they are involved in another league that's, you know, and we're, you know, I mean, we've posted our payout scale for potential potential attendance.
Attendance, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it looks ridiculous. So, I mean, that's kind of the best we can hope for, really. You know, so. Now that's going to start here. I mean, we're ready to go here in a minute.
Yeah, right. It's
like 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Like 2 weeks, all these places are going to get ripping, you know, and then it'll be 10 weeks of it, right, every week. You know, you guys will have the bulk of the work once this thing gets started because you guys are going to be doing all the formats and spreadsheets and uploading all the scores. But yeah. I feel like this thing should run pretty smooth. We'll have to see. First week's probably going to be a little bit hair on fire type of thing, getting all the scores in and getting everything going. But I think after that, once we have an idea of everybody who's shooting, what shops are, you know, got people going.
Yeah. Another thing too, right, and I don't know if we've reiterated this, week one is there's not going to be any wins and losses week one.
No, week one just sets your...
Week one's just like a qualification round, right? It sets the order, it sets the flights from where you start anyway. Right?
Yeah.
Whatever your week one score is, like if you move into the second flight, you don't have to live there, right? That's also recalculated.
Yeah. I mean, and it should be easy for the shop owners. When someone comes in and signs up for the league here, I'm just going to simply ask them, would you like to join the SmackDown? I'll explain to them what it is, and if the answer is going to be yes or no. If it's yes, I'll have a mark or, you know, make sure I have them listed on a list so I know that they're in the SmackDown and those are the scores that get submitted. You know, if the Archer chooses to not be in the SmackDown, well, they're in just your regular league.
Yeah.
You know, and that's it. And that's fine, right? You know, we just wanted to offer something more, something a little different. Something where we'll be able to shoot against guys.
And do you want to explain, like, if people miss the first week or even the first 2 weeks, right? You could still hypothetically join, right? Are we treating it exactly like your league?
I think we could, right? I mean,
the thing is, you just take losses.
If someone comes in, let's say week three. So they're down 2 weeks.
Yeah, if you come in and look and go, oh, well, that's something I might want to get into. Like,
you have to be paid in full to be able to get into the pot. And you'll be joining with the understanding that you'll be in the hole the number of losses you've missed, right? So if you start week three, you would start 0-4, 0-3, because we're doing three games.
Yeah, 0-3.
You'd start 0-3, but your score may put you in the very top flight.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So and to think there's not going to be anything else in that top flight 0-3 after the third week would probably be foolish, right? I mean, who knows?
And, I can't. another thing, right, is your record doesn't dictate what flight you're in.
No,
that's another thing.
That's another thing I was going over with Frank tonight from Knockbusters. Your average is what seeds you in a flight, or the average is what puts you into your flight. And then your wins and losses is what seeds you
within a given
within
flight.
That given flight. Correct. So my average might be higher than yours.
Yep.
But you may be winning a bunch of rounds where I'm getting my teeth kicked in every week. So I could be the high average in a flight and be in last place. And we have had that happen here. Yeah. I mean, we haven't had it happen here often.
No.
But we have had very high average archers be at the bottom of the wins and losses because they just run across Matt every other week or something, right? Like where they're getting smoked.
Oh, I'm sorry. You shot a 450? Yeah, you still
get still lose all four.
That's Houseman. He seems to be familiar with that process.
Yeah, so I mean, so it's also just you don't also have to be the best archer within the flight to be the one seed at the end, right? In fact, you know, like the top of the board here is, I think, wonky, right? But the middle of the board here are guys that are shooting like 444s down to 440s, 438s. And let me tell you, it's not the guys at the high average that are normally at the top of that section, right? It's the steady Eddies, the guys that shoot consistent. They don't have big fluctuations in their scores from week to week, you know. And again, you know, I love all that stuff. I love the stats. I love the scores. I love the average. I love the wins and losses. I love the competition. But it ain't all about that, right? I mean, just tonight, the four of us out here shooting with the kid. That was fun.
Yeah.
Laughing and joking and busting stones and making all kinds of stupid comments. And I'm shooting nines in the first 15 targets because the kid's running a laptop 2 feet from my elbow. I mean, that's league, right? That's how it should be, right? It's fun.
It's
fun. Right? So the competition aside, if you're interested in doing anything like this, you know, we've got the list of our host sites on our page, our Facebook page, and you should go check them out. I think we got 11 locations. I don't have the flyer in front of me, but we've said it a million times, right? So you should be able to go on our Facebook page, look at the locations, and if there's any place near where you want to shoot, go look them up. Give them a call because they're starting soon.
Yeah. Like, so you have Up in Arms in East Smithfield. Average Shack Archery in Phillipsburg, Pennsylvania. Knockbusters in Berwick, Pennsylvania. Neil's Archery and Crossbow in Endicott, New York. Northwoods Archery in East Corinth, Vermont. Straight Arrow Archery in New Hartford, New York. FLX Outdoors in Shortsville, New York. Keystone Fishing Game in Shamokin. Weaver's Archery in Middleburg, PA. Ram Archery in Gillette, Pennsylvania. And Four Seasons in Weedsport, New York. Just make sure that you know, you get in touch with those shops and you know what nights they're shooting. I know FLX also runs a 3D.
Yeah.
So Ryan, they're going to do
good old Cliff or get a hold of Ryan
and 3D on different nights. Four Seasons only shoots one or two nights.
And they've changed their league this year to accommodate they've shot five spot traditionally. Yep. They are changing this year to a Vegas round. You know, Rick's one of my buddies. He's the best. Yeah. I've known him for a long time now. He is like full steam ahead with whatever he's doing up there. So, you know, the bottom line is a lot of these shops are going to be running leagues. If you're interested in doing it, man, it sounds like we're covering a lot of ground. There should be a place close to you. And hopefully next year there'll be more places close to you. You know, if you live in, you know, because, you know, there was a couple guys that had posted stuff on Facebook about there not being any places close to them. And I get it, right? But we're not just putting these shoots anywhere. We are putting these shoots at the shops and clubs that support the RVD, right? And as our support chain grows bigger and longer and we're spreading out more, you might have more of an opportunity to shoot in some of these places as we start to accumulate sponsors, right? So I think hopefully that covers a lot of the RBD SmackDown stuff. I mean, obviously, you can always message the page. Me and Matt are on it all of the time. Yeah. Are you on as one of the...
No.
I got to get you on there. Yeah, but you know, we can answer anything that you... Any questions you may have. So feel free to message the page if you do have any questions. But hopefully that covers just about everything with the SmackDown stuff. So here's something that I thought we would get into just for a minute before we all got done here, was you and I have changed back to different bows. And I just, so I had posted,
you baited a question.
Yeah. And I did that a little for you and a little for me. Right. So
we had touched on this in an earlier podcast that we were going to get into what we were all running this year before everything got crazy. And yeah, these other two are.
Yeah.
You've seen the Facebook post. We'll put it that way about would you shoot a brand new shiny bow that you can't hit as good as you used to with or old reliable. Right. And it's an unresounding old reliable. And both of these two are guilty of it within the month of December. So we'll let them get into.
I'm guilty of it within the last week.
Yeah, I mean, I posted that thing just because you were having trouble last week with that new bow, and I feel like I had never shot that bow I had as good as I've shot some of my bows in the past.
Sure.
And I was shooting it good. Like, I don't want people to think like, oh, they're giving up. It's like,
Yeah. These
bows shoot good, right? But I also feel like, high handicap guys or guys that are shooting, like, I know what bows I shoot good, right? And I'm not in the market to sit around and thump new bows all day just because, like, I want to shoot. Look, bottom line is, I want to shoot good scores, right? I don't care what I'm.
None of us are getting paid.
Yeah, so. I ain't paid by nobody, right? So I want to shoot good scores. Not even for the competition fact. Like, I feel better when I'm shooting good.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to come in here, even if it's just with the three of us, and struggle to shoot scores. I don't care if
you feel like you're struggling, and, like, if you're fighting that bow the whole time, and you shoot a mid-20 round, if you can go back to the old bow and shoot like a mid-20 round, I'm going back to the old bow because I'm not fighting it.
I only pose that question just because I feel like you and I had hit the same kind of arc. You just happened to have it do it in like a one-month span it took me seven months.
So I decided to try a Dominator 3D. The 35X.
The Duo.
Yeah, the Duo X.
It's going to get a good corp rank.
Because I had shot a Dominator before and liked it.
You had a Performance 3D.
I had one of the original Dominators with the ME cam.
Yep.
I really liked that bow. And then I had a Perform-X. Like that bow, but somewhere down the line my shot changed and I think it started to favor what I'm shooting now. I'm shooting probably one of the most underrated target bows on the market in the laser. It's not the newest one. I haven't got my hands on the newest one. We might put our hands on one. I don't know yet. But I'm shooting a PSC laser, Hamsky RRS in the dropway, Excel Sight, Shrewd 29mm scope, a five power lens.
You're shooting more consistently than you were with that other one.
Yeah.
Well, and also, you had... Not every boat fit. That other boat didn't fit you for whatever reason. Because you were getting... you were getting contact on that, whatever you were doing.
However I shoot the bow did not... Me and that bow did not agree.
Yeah.
Whether it just didn't like getting pushed on the front end or... or me torquing it some way.
I mean, I
that I could get it to tune, but
you couldn't get it to shoot consistently.
I felt like it was a struggle the way I shot that bow to stay consistent.
Yeah, I mean, I
get it, right? That's the whole thing of why I'm not messing with an indoor bow this year. I dealt with it last year.
Yeah, you dealt with it all.
I dealt with it all last winter, right? Trying to play this game of a duo, my Bowtech, right? I shoot that Elite Verdict great outdoors. The only kicker of it is it's 70 pounds or 72 pounds or something like that. And I will tell you right now, 72 pounds indoors shooting 60 arrows, it's not eating my lunch yet, but it's whooping me.
I think at the Lancaster pace,
oh, I'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, you got to remember, like when we run them in here, we are running.
Well, that's the thing, right? We shot a 300 round tonight. I think I clocked it in like 38 minutes. Yeah,
we are.
We are shoot three down, like, back on the line.
I hate that pace.
Oh, I know you do.
I hate it.
I'm in the mentality of right now, like I want to get quantity. I want to get quantity and quality, right? But like I hate Lancaster pace because I don't know. I know you've noticed it. Right? I'm a rhythm guy. If I can get back on that line and stuff three more back in the ads, I want to go grab. I want to run to the line.
I feel like the pace we shoot helps us at Lancaster because you can fatigue yourself a lot quicker and a lot faster. Us shooting one line as fast as we do.
I'll agree with that because I feel definitely this tires me out.
Yes.
Like, this really tires me.
Physically and mentally.
By the time we get down there, we're shooting, like, three arrows every
6 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes,
probably, something like that.
Yeah.
That's way, way better. But I put that, I only put that question on there just because it's funny the response because it was like, the majority of them were like old trusty or old faithful. Or this or that. And then you did have a few people that were like, well, shoot whatever wins you money. Or no, shoot whatever gets you money. Or shoot whatever. So, like, I wonder what that means. Like, would I shoot a bow? If I was given bows to shoot, would I rather shoot those bows and shoot lesser scores? Or shoot bows I shoot really good and shoot better scores?
Say,
it's I wonder what that, you know what I mean?
What's it
like,
matter? You're still going to have a 30-year-old Sherlock that doesn't click on your bow.
I guess that's the thing, right? It's like, what is that comment really getting at? Because I would argue, like, I would argue, put up a score where a bow company comes to you and offers you money versus get a free bow but no money, right? And then you shoot a lower score.
I get it, right? But I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's like, so... You know, we're all back to running whatever, running the mill. I mean, I was struggling with the same thing you were. I mean, I was shooting good scores with that bow I had, right? That Duo X shoots good. It just didn't shoot like my Supra. Now, I'm probably going to look at getting the Supra X down here because I'd like to try it at least, you know. But what's amazing to me is it also depends on the – like the discipline. Because that Duo I got for 3D, I wouldn't trade that thing for anything under the sun. That's the best 3D bow I've ever shot in my life.
Cam.
Well, different cam. It's a lot of things different, right? But it just goes back to like the fact of it seems like guys would rather fall back on something.
Oh, believe me, that purple laser, never leaving.
But yeah, I mean, I had learned that many years ago. The bows I shoot good, I keep. The bows I don't like, they go down the road. But, I mean, it's nice to keep those ones around because it's nice to get a gauge at least. You know what I mean? I mean, that's how I look at some of the old boats.
You set a mark and go, all right, if you can't perform to this level, then...
Look, I say this all the time. Like, at some point, I'm not going to be very good. Right? So I just want to know, is it me or is it... Am I shooting this bow weird? Right?
You need a baseline to go back to at the end of the day, right?
I just thought it was funny that you and I basically switched within a week's time from our new bows to some old bows. But our score, I would argue that you're definitely shooting better than you were. But I mean, like, for you, it was like a bunch of techie crap that we couldn't figure out.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it was like, you're still shooting good.
It could be the way I was pushing in on the front too and getting torque on it. And I for whatever reason, I just didn't. Me and that bow did not agree.
Old Fitzgerald and
Blanton's.
Blanton's original. That's what's on the.
That's the whiskey on the untapped.
What's on the menu tonight? That Old Fitzgerald. That's the first nip of that. That ain't bad. Oh. It gets you kind of right up in the nose there.
But hopefully that answers a lot of the questions going back to the RBD and, like you said earlier, if not,
look,
reach out to the page.
My goal. was to figure out a way to get people to go to the shops. And then Matt came up with the format, which I thought was the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like this should drive folks to the shop. And I just, what I hope is that it doesn't turn into like I don't shoot that good. So I'm not worried about, I hope this gets all kinds of archers out there. Because it's not about
this is
328s.
Format and indoor.
This is not about shooting 328s or shooting 330s every week. This is about coming out, shooting a bow at your local shop. Again, a lot of these guys have bought bows from these places.
Yeah.
And bows ain't cheap anymore.
No.
You know what I mean? Even entry level, just run of the mill stuff is $1,000, right? I mean, you're not spending $1,000 or investing that kind of money if you don't like doing it.
No.
So, like, you know, my suggestion would be like, hey, get out and look, again, you're going to learn from these, the shops, the shooters. You know, you're not going to go down to Average Jack's and it's not like Nate's going to sit there and not help you. I mean, that dude knows a ton of stuff. That guy's
outstanding. Comes up here and kicks our teeth out.
No, that's what I'm saying. You know, you're not going to go to these shops and not learn a thing or two. If you are interested in getting your game to another level or, you know, or just trying to figure out how to be more consistent, every single one of these places are going to help you shoot your bow. And, you know, like I've heard some people, oh, well, shooting spots in the winter doesn't do anything for you for 3Ds or for hunting. Liar. That's all bull, right? Shooting indoors at 20 yards and building a shot sequence can only help you in every other thing you do, right? So if you're a 3D guy or just a hunter, this is a great opportunity to get out there and just shoot a little bit. So if anybody does have any more questions, feel free to call the page or message the page or call the shop or reach out to me or Matt or Dalton or whatever. You guys can ask questions about anything. And we'll be back at it probably that week of first week we get in. Until then, everybody have a great holiday. Have a great Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I don't think we'll get on before the new year?
Unlikely,
but
you never know.
Unless one of us changes bows again. Well, and you never know. I might go back to the old one or the new one. Who knows? But have a Merry Christmas, everybody. Salute.